Kia ora te whanau. Hope everybody's having a great day. On this episode of the podcast, we have Massacre, aka the Mass Dog, aka the One Inch Pinch. Here's the drop. Wait, hold up. All right. So Massacre is honestly one of my streaming kind of like mentors, I want to say. Like when I first started off, Massacre was one of the first people that kind of took me under his wing and showed me the ropes, so it's great to get him on. But no, support's what it's all about, right? If you want to support the podcast, patreon.com/theprovise project, and every little cent helps. But anyway, without further ado, we'll get into our episode with my good friend Massacre. All right, hope you guys enjoy it. Peace. Massacre, brother.
My man.
Thank you, bro, for your time, okay?
No worries, thank you for having me.
Nah, mate, I know how hard it is, bro. I know you've got a busy life, mate.
Oof, yeah, it's been pretty busy. A bit exhausted at the moment.
Anyway, Mass, bro, for those people that don't know you, bro, who are you, cuz?
I'm the 2-inch pinch. That's who I am, brother. You know it.
I know it, bro. I fucking know it. I've got the dick pics, bro. You've sent them to me multiple times. But, bro, how long have you been streaming for?
I've been streaming since 2016, November 2016, so 4 years, just about.
Shit, eh? Fucking hell.
Actually thought it was 4 years last year, but I went through my YouTube channel and saw the description and said 2016, so.
Bro, like, it's been a while. You took a bit of a break too, man.
Yeah.
I was so upset, bro.
I was pretty exhausted, but I was grinding pretty hard there. I was doing like 24-hour streams like every Saturday for probably a month and a half, just grinding, kind of burnt myself out, but also took the time off to kind of reflect on my stream, like where I think I've gone wrong and, you know, where I can improve in it.
Yeah. And bro, look at you now, okay? Fucking still
washed.
still a menace to society, mate. You know? like, oh, we'll get into that later, bro. But, like, on the first, like, when you first started, bro, what made you want to start streaming?
Well, I used to do a lot of, there was a Facebook page for, like, Call of Duty competitions for, like, Search and Destroy. So me and my friends used to do those quite a lot. So just from doing that, I was like, you know what, there's these guys streaming, why don't I do it? Like, I play enough, like I can stream like a couple hours every day, so that's what made me do it.
Because bro, you're like naturally just a funny dude, eh?
I'm out the gate, bro. Like, if you see how out the gate I am in stream, I'm like that,
bro. It's not even out the gate, bro, it's out the fucking university. Jeez, some of the stuff, bro. I remember the first time I ever watched you, bro. You put some shit on your nipples, bro, and I was just like, what the fuck is going on here? And then like 2 minutes later, like, people were slapping you and shit, and I was like, this is my guy. This is,
I know, for the content.
Yeah, I know, but holy moly, I was like, fuck, I want to know this guy, I want to get to know this fella. And then I did. I was very lucky I did. But who ran those tournaments? Was it Margin?
Yes, it was actually, yeah. He was one of the admins, he used to put a lot of work into them, and he left, and when he left, it just went down the tube, so we left as well.
Because, bro, that dude is, he's undercover started quite a lot of people off, eh?
Yeah, hard. Quite a few of us, man.
Yeah. And then, so you were just COD, like you were streaming just COD?
Just COD, yeah.
Yeah, that was your go-to? Because you, I mean, shooters are your thing, right? I haven't seen you play any other game but shooters. Have you played anything else on stream that I may have missed?
On stream, what did we play? I did go into a bit of a variety at one point. More like community games, though. So like,
yeah, that's Marbles.
Scribble-O.
That's right.
I did, like, because I'm a... Like, my favorite childhood game was Wonder Boy.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, I played that on stream, like, because when they made the remastered.
They made a remaster?
Yeah, on PlayStation.
Fuck, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so I played that on stream once.
Bro, have you ever thought about playing old Super Seducer, brother?
But that's a scary game. That's not a. That's up there with the horrors, that one, bro.
Nothing scary about, you know, like upping your game a bit, brother. What's that about? You know?
He just looks like a creep.
He is a creep, bro. I remember I got old fucking Squirt to play it, eh? And oh man, he was just every time something happened, he was, "What the fuck did you make me play, Tim?" And I was like, "Oh shit." Oh, bro. But yeah, that's the other thing. You're a bit of a creep, though, to be honest.
Oh, you know, low key, yeah, undercover.
But you should do your own vision. You should do your own vision of Super Seducer, bro.
Oh, well, you know, if you're in there for the production, you know, I'm keen.
It's not your first radio, bro. You've probably been down keen for a couple of times, eh? You dirty bugger. You dirty pig. Oh, bro. So, in terms of so you started, man. What was one of the hardest things, like when you were like the first year or two, bro? What was some fucking hard shit that you had to go through, man?
The first couple of years, I was just taking it casually.
Yeah,
because like there wasn't any affiliate program then, so it was just like pretty much to have fun. I think it was like after a year and a half, they brought out the program, and then. When I noticed that you could get a sub button, that's when I like started taking it seriously. Oh, not seriously, but
you know, more serious.
Yeah, trying to be a bit more interactive with chat and stuff like that.
Yeah, because bro, I didn't start till like 2018. So you got a good man. I used to watch when I first started. I'd watch you, and I've said this multiple times to you, and you always tell me to fuck up, and it hurts my feelings when you tell me this. Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does hurt my feelings when you tell me to fuck up. Okay, don't get me started. But when I always say this, I didn't know I could just be myself until I watched you. Because everybody I watched was doing the old, hey guys, how's it going? Blah, 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 trying to be old YouTube on here. And then I turn to you and you're fucking, you're bloody shaving your bloody mutts off, mate. And you're bloody waxing. Oh no, that was Squirt. But you know, you're just being you, and that was, and I've said this multiple times, it's on fucking note.
Yeah, well, people come to your stream for you, you know, they don't really come for the game you're playing. Like, if you're, you know, got that magnetic personality, people find that attractive, they'll come just for that, you know. You could literally just sit in front of your camera and just talk shit, and they'll still come, they'll just come.
Fucking look at stream right now, bro. Look at this shit, talking shit with you, the king shit talker, the king of the alleyway.
You are
the king of the alleyway, old Mr. Mass over here. Oh fuck! But you're right though. Like it is. Yeah, people say you either have to be really good at a game or just really good at keeping people entertained, and that's why I learned from you, man. I was like, fuck, this dude is just funny. Like I could be close to this dude and
look at it.
And
10 years later.
Ten bloody years later, eh? Still talking shit. Both of us. But in terms of like people that before were like, well, who did you watch before to know what to do when you started?
I used to watch Nick Mix his younger days, when he used to play Gears of War competitively. So he was real young then. But yeah, do you remember the what's his name? Syndicate Project.
Oh yeah, he's still going strong.
Yeah. I used to watch him a little bit, but mainly Nick, because I was, you know, playing Call of Duty, and after the whole Gears of War thing, he was playing COD as well. So yeah, I was got into that. Another guy, small streamers, this guy Zeus from Canada. He kind of got me into it too, but. The main one, the big daddy, would be Margin.
Oh, Margin, man. I remember somebody randomly said, man, you remind me of Margin Live. And I was like, eh? And then I checked him out and I was like, fuck. Shit, it looks like I'm so just copying off this cat.
Bro, he's got some really good organizing skills, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's undercover, that guy.
Yeah. I'm trying to get him on. Trying to get him on the podcast, but he keeps dodging me. He keeps dodging me. No, not that Margin. Not little Margin. This is Margin Live, who was a New Zealand streamer from Porirua. And yeah, he's another hearty fella, just like us. And then because there was this big influx of like New Zealand streamers, around like fucking when I started coming in, and it was crazy because there was no one else. The only other New Zealand person I knew, except for you, was King Crew, pretty much.
Oh, really?
Well, like male. Like variety streamer, I suppose.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was just, you know, you one of the bros, you could kind of tell he was, I think, yeah. And that's a great point as well from Drunks in the chat, because that actually is when Fortnite started blowing up, right?
Yeah. All the little kids jumped on board, bro.
Yeah, and they're still going hard these days. Shit.
Yeah, Ninja, I think he influenced a lot of people after they seen how big he went. People, yeah. Wanted that same dream, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, that's cool. Like, it's cool that you could see that stuff happening and then people can kind of aspire to stuff. And I mean, you know, that's really important to have, but at the same time, you know, it can be seen as a bit of an unrealistic kind of way to go about things, you know?
Yeah. Some people aren't, they are like unrealistic. They think it's like really easy, but they don't understand like how much time like these people have already put into like streaming and stuff like that, content creating.
Because I mean, Pro Ninja was like he's long time ago he was going hard, you know.
Yeah.
Long before he got famous, it was heaps out there.
Like back on Xbox, I believe it was Halo. It was like a Halo champ or something.
Yeah, that's how I that's not how I know him, but that's what people knew him have told me. Like, no, he used to be Halo guy. It's like, fuck, man.
Yeah, I think he was in college, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
and he was making like he started making like 3K like a month, and so he decided to drop out.
So, bro, how was your mindset changed, bro? What roller coaster has your mindset changed on?
As
a streamer, bro, because I know it's been like when you started, brother, and then it went, you know, like in terms of like, bro, I want to be this, and then you kind of. You know, after a year or so, you're like, actually, I don't know. Bro, have you noticed like a change in your aspirations, I suppose?
No, aspirations are still the same. I think it's just trying to change like the way of achieving it.
Yeah.
Like I get influenced like a lot of streamers like, oh, this guy's just sitting there playing the game. Well, I could just do that. So I'd give it a go, you know, it doesn't work out. And I'll go, oh, let's go back to being Stupid Massacre. Instead of like that.
What do you mean Stupid Massacre?
Hey. Oh, you know, it's Normal Massacre, sorry.
yeah. You mean Sunday Mass versus Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday Mass?
Yeah. The Alleyway Mass.
But I don't think we're ever going to get Alleyway Mass again, bro. I think that was so, bro. Before I don't even want to go there, bro. To be honest, you know, I don't even want to bring that filth on my stream, mate. You know, but if the people want it, then we're gonna have to produce it for the people.
I can't even remember telling you the story, eh? When did I tell you the story,
bro? You told me the story when we were playing poker, bro. And oh my god, so okay. Now correct me if I'm wrong. I'll tell the story again. And if I'm wrong, bro, chime in. Okay, this is what you told me, okay?
Yeah.
You told me that you were in an alleyway with a female as a teenager, all right, getting busy, okay? And you were on the dirt, all right? And she was on the top over here, right? And then there was a guy that stood over your face with his diddle out, and he looked you in the eye, and he said, bro, can I have a turn?
100% correct.
See, bro, fucking hell. See, I told you. I'm like, fuck, mate. I tell you what, I don't know if I clipped that or not. I hope I did, because oh my gosh, that shit, bro. The whole table was just crying with laughter, bro. And see, this is the mess. That's the mess that I will always fucking be like, fuck. It's these stories that this fella tells, bro, that are just next level.
All right, I gotta set the picture though. Like,
okay,
pitch black, Okay, it was pitch black, so I could only see like the silhouette of him, but I could see his hand going hundies. It's like, bro, can I have a tin?
Oh shit, bro.
I'm like getting hungry, like looking at the bro. Honestly, he could have squirted on me. I don't know. It was pitch black, bro.
Maybe he did, bro. Maybe you just didn't know what. Oh fuck, bro. Have you ever thought about doing like vlogs and shit? Like not like vlogs, like storytelling vlogs, man. Like on YouTube and shit.
Right, I've got quite a few stories like that, eh? So
I know, bro.
I
You need
have.
to, bro. You like, and you can go on Fiverr, bro, and get someone to like animate it for you, bro. It would be the funniest shit ever, bro. I will help. I will put some money in. I promise you. Yeah, and that was the next joke. That's right. The next joke was A, and it was man. It was square, wasn't it? Oh, perfect. But anyway, speaking of YouTube, bro. So you're kind of transitioning. I don't know if you want to call it transitioning over to YouTube, but what's the plan with YouTube for you, bro?
I think for a streamer like my type, like for the first person shooters, battle royales, I think YouTube's really important. Like, because you can play as much of that on stream, but I think you'll get a better reaction out of like clipping your videos and making them funny and putting them on YouTube. I think because people, like some people like one or the other, you know, some people like YouTube, some people like Twitch, watching streams. So I'm just trying to like work out ways pretty much to like grow off of Twitch,
Yeah.
to grow outside it, like, and kind of bring in another audience, you know.
Yeah, and how's it going?
Very good.
Yeah.
I hit my one of my videos hit 1K, which I'm really, really like shocked about, like, because I've only been like doing it like hardcore for about a month. So to get that was like a big achievement for me.
Yeah.
And I'm liking it too. Like, I was real lazy, like
Yeah.
making videos and that, but the more I've done it, like the easier it's got, and I really, really hate myself for not doing it earlier, you know.
You always used to hit me up, eh? And say, like, I remember you used to hit me up, and I'm like, bro, you work hard, you work hard. But I was like, nah, I don't. It's just like, I just find time to try and get these in. And to see you doing that shit, bro, it's inspiring, bro. I'm like, yeah, fucking look at this cat.
Appreciate it, bro.
Bro, and it's good. So, are you just doing? Because I know you did a thing about console games, and you did like how to stream on consoles.
Yeah, just well, because I've been doing it for a while, you know,
Yeah.
so I've got a little bit of knowledge. So, like, just like with settings, stuff like that, you know, anything people can handle. Because some
And.
people don't, they're not aware that you can do like overlays and stuff on your console stream.
Yeah, people, bro, people don't know, you know?
They don't know.
And,
And there's some people that have been doing it for years off console and have just found out too, because of the video I made.
bro, and that's what's really cool. Like, yeah, I hope you do some more of that shit, 'cause there's people that need that, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I will be.
Yeah, and then, you do like highlight videos and stuff as well?
Yeah, I've done one highlight, but the other one is like
It's like,
tips for
yeah.
Warzone. Yeah.
Oh, like, you know what's pretty cool though is that you have a community of people that will get behind you anywhere you are, and that's what's pretty cool about it. You know, whether you're on YouTube or Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, like the support's been like mad.
Yeah.
It's crazy, it's crazy.
Oh, and I mean, you've always got your day ones, and you've got the people that are always kind of supporting and always giving. Like not monetary, doesn't it always have to be monetary, but like those kind of types of things, and it's really cool to see them still getting behind people that they believe in, and like people believe in you because you're real, and that's why people appreciate you, bruv.
It's another reason why I wanted to do the YouTube thing, because I wanted to give them more value than, you know, if they're subbing for like $5 a month, I want to give them like the most they can get out of that $5, you know? So like if I can add like videos to YouTube, like you can go on there for free and watch, you know. Just trying to give them, you know, a bit more value for the views.
And what other things have you got planned, bro? You got anything else planned?
Project at the moment is like another, I'm going to be doing a YouTube series on how to like kind of maintain, like if you're looking to be a full-time streamer, to like find other ways of I suppose financially making yourself stable. Like, because with Twitch, the only income you really get is from your viewers, like subbing to you, donating to you, and you can't always rely on that. So I've been looking at other ways to like have a more income coming.
Yeah, so but your
So
portfolio of income, right?
yeah.
What
So I've
like you got
been
any?
doing some research on that.
Oh, yo, bro, you got anything to share, cuz? Cuz I need some game, bruv.
Well, one I haven't looked into actually is the Patreon, so you can fill me in on that later on. But
Pud.
I've been looking at Amazon Associates program.
Okay.
You know what that is?
Nah, educate me, bruv.
So like if you use any products on like you're streaming that, you can promote them, apply to the program, and they'll give you links. And if people use your links, you'll get a cut of that.
Okay, that's
Yeah,
good.
so that's one. Probably been like looking into like online surveys, like if you can make actual like good money from doing online surveys.
What have you found, bro? Is that a optional thing or nah?
Oh, there's a lot of them out there. It
Yeah.
is, it's doable, but you got to put a lot of time into those, eh? Because there's some that give you money, and then there's another way of like they give you points, and if you get a certain amount of points, you get money. Like,
Oh, yep.
say you get 1,000 points, you get $10.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But some of these surveys, you have to qualify, so you have to like answer questions before you actually get to do the survey. And if you qualify, then they'll let you do the survey. So that's another way. Well, I can't remember though.
OnlyFans, bro. Feet
Ah,
pics.
oh, well, you don't need to research on that. We all know what that is.
2 inch.
Chatterbait.
The old two. Bro, I'll tell you what, bro. If there was like, if there's a chick like that's, you know, smart about this shit, yo, she could, yo, we could do both sides. You know, you go to Twitch, you play a game for a couple of hours, get a bit of a thing, and you're like, yo, you want to? I'll be over Chatterbait.
Bro, 100%,
Cool.
there's already people doing
I know, bro, but me and you need to do
that.
it, bro. bro, we'll do a split stream, bro. Fucking
Oh, yeah.
Zoom.
Yep.
Okay, we'll Zoom
And you
it.
pretend you're putting things in certain
No.
places.
We'll get you, we'll get your like face cam down here, and then there's me just standing up, bro, above you. Okay. And I'll be like,
The
"Cause a game, cause seconds, bro. Cause your seconds
reenactment,
be all good."
Jackson.
Oh,
Jackson.
so you know I was going there, bro. I know you knew I was going there.
All
Bro,
right, we'll do
I'm also a
it.
little bit pissed off, bro. Sometimes you give out the feet pics on stream, bro. And I thought that was just a me thing, you know?
I don't really have good enough feet there. I've done it once. I've done it
Bro,
once.
you
Not
put your
twice.
foot all the way up to the webcam.
I did.
Yeah. See, you think I wasn't there, but I was, bro. I was, and mate, that was the best 3 minutes 30 seconds of my life, mate. Pause that shit, bang.
Quite chubby. Quite chubby. Soft.
You look after them, bro. You look after them. I'll give you that. You look after the toes.
Don't order you these things, man. You
Hey,
know,
shit. Bro, what's some things that you learn about yourself, bro, while I'm streaming, eh?
oh,
Bro,
don't
did
think
you
I.
know that you were a good talker, bro?
You reckon? I don't think I am.
Bro, I think you are, bro. I think you're probably top three storytellers I've ever met in my life. You're one of them, bro.
I appreciate that, but I think I have my moments, to be honest. Like, especially with the games I play, I get in some like real focus moments, and I'll totally ignore chat. But when I get going, I get going.
I know. That's why I'm saying. But did you know that you were... did you know, bro, you were a good talker to people before you started streaming?
I suppose so, bro. My dad, like, would be the main influence behind that.
He's a good talker.
Very.
Mate. The time you put him on stream, mate, fuck. Too good.
But, like, he's kind of, like, all my friends used to love him. Like, if we go on rugby trips, like, everyone would love my dad. Just because he knew how to talk. Oh, not knew how to talk. He's just like, man, that guy can talk some shit.
Yeah, hard. Fuck. The time he dropped those N-bombs, G. The time he dropped those N-bombs, brother, on stream, I was like, God, yo, the man.
Bro, I told him before stream, mate. I was like, can't say this shit. he totally ignored me, eh? Said, and then I told him on stream, I was like, bro, you can't say that. And he dropped it again. I'll give up.
Oh, anything else, bro? What about, like, your hustle, bro? Because, you know, like what you're saying, you're just finding different ways to get income and things like that and making videos and stuff like that. Did you have those skills before you started, bro?
No way.
That's pretty cool, man.
One thing I have noticed, like, I got some endurance in me, like staying awake. Well,
fucking A.
If I don't drink.
Bro, fuck. Man. Oh, the first time you fell asleep on stream that I've ever seen, mate, I was like, my man. I was like, this guy is my man. I got you. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. And what's in the future for you, bro, in terms of Switch?
Oh, sorry, what was that?
The future, bro. Where do you want to take this thing for you?
I would love to do it full-time, bro. Love to.
Yeah?
You know? Love to. But I got to just push into it, you know, try and make it a reality, so... It's going to be a hard grind. I've been grinding for a long time already. So I hope I still got the stamina to keep going, you know?
Yeah. It really comes down to what's success for you. You know what I mean? That makes any sense? It's like, what do you consider success? And if you consider success inspiring other people and growing a community and helping others get out of their bad day and just have a laugh... Bro, you won ages ago, cuz.
Oh, 100%. Like, if you took it in that way, yeah. Inspiring people is like, I already know I have. Like, people have said it to me and, you know, messaged me. So I definitely know I've done that, but I really want to do this for me, you know.
Okay, yeah, I got you. Yeah. Well, like I said, bro, like, you were a huge influence on me. And, like, I wouldn't be the person that I am in terms of on stream if it wasn't for your ugly, ugly ass, head ass motherfucker. But, but like, legit, like, and I know I'm not the only one, but, you know, when you come onto this huge platform and it's like, fuck, mate, like, what am I supposed to do here? And there's somebody that's just like, nah, bro, just be yourself. Fucking who cares? And then I always remember that talk, bro, and you're like, bro, everybody copies off everyone in this shit. I was like, fuck, yeah, no, actually, he's got a good point there. I remember someone was like, fuck, cunt, fuck it. This guy copied my idea. I know, I hit you up. I was like, this cunt, fucking, it wasn't you, it was somebody else copying my idea. And then you're like, bro, shut the fuck up. And I was like, hey, bro, everybody copies off each other here. Shit. Everybody's got a piece of everything. I was like, fuck, actually, he's got a good point there. And I always remember that, bro. Every time I see something that's similar to mine, I go, actually, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying that. Like, there's so many streamers out there, bro. Like, Twitch is overflowed with streamers. Like, there's way too many. And, yeah, the ideas just rotate, man. Like, if someone sees something on YouTube, it's like, oh, I'm going to do that on stream. And then they'll do it.
And make it better. Like, pretty much.
Yeah, make it their own. Make it their own.
Yeah, make it better. Make it more interactive. Make it more fun.
Do you still do the Subatron?
Yeah, I do, but only when I'm playing the games. Because I've got it set up on Streamlabs OBS, but at the moment, this one's on OBS. So I'm trying to rotate everything. Tomorrow night I will, when I'm streaming tomorrow night. some cooking simulator. So tomorrow night I'll be doing that for the old charity stream. Bro, that cooking simulator. Bro, have you seen that drug dealer simulator, bro?
What?
Bro, there's a drug... Bro.
No
I'll send you the link, bro.
Pool machine? Pool press? What kind of drugs?
Oh, bro, everything, cuz.
Oh, really?
Bro, no. Everything. You can get into anything, bro. And, yeah, it's a first person. It's first person, man. You walk around. You text message people. You're saying, yo, can I get this? Can I get a 50 bag of this? Can I do this? Can I do this? And away you go. Fuck, I'm going to go. I'm going hard. I'm going pro streaming with that shit.
Pro streaming?
Bro, have you ever thought of RP, the RP stuff? The role play stuff?
Have I played? I can't even remember.
Bro, you would be fucking me. RP. You, because Squirt did it for a while. Squirt did it with Mima for a bit, I remember.
Was it God of War?
No. He did it on old Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Bro, you would be. Anyway.
Oh, fuck. Who knows? Nah, I talked to him today, actually. I talked to his, that motherfucker.
I'm trying to remember. Bro.
It's hard on consoles, though, to be honest.
Yeah,
because you have to be on those server things.
Not much range on there.
Yeah.
But no.
But anyway. All right, bro. But, bro, some quick fire questions, bro, and then we'll get to the chat. If there's anybody that wants to have a question thrown at Mass, put it in the chat. All right. Keep it PG, guys. Okay. Family stream. Bro, what's the fastest? Oh, sorry. We'll go from this way. Bro, you iPhone or Android, bro?
iPhone, just because. Family, the whole family uses them.
Oh, bro. What's the golden era of New Zealand hip hop, man? You reckon?
Golden era?
Yeah, bro.
Like, yeah?
Yeah. Or who was going hard in that era?
Oh, bro. 100% Scribe, bro.
Bro, he was crazy, eh? A lot of people don't understand, man.
And cute. I really feel sad for his situation. Like, he's put himself in.
I heard that he's on the come up though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think P Money and some of those dudes are getting an album together with him or for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and helping him out. I heard. And he's
before going, him I'd say Shafu though. Shafu or Damn Native. I just love Damn Native.
Man, Shafu followed me on Instagram, bro. Fuck, it was one of the best days of my life.
Yo. All right.
He knows one of my mates. One of my mates, he's like one of his childhood mates. And he's like, bro, check this dude out.
Okay.
Because I had my kicks.
You know who's the man on Twitter, NZ Hip Hop? It's P Money, bro.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen him?
Nah.
He replies, bro. He replies.
Oh, fuck. Let's do it. Shit. Let's fucking do it. Bro, we
had a conversation because I tagged. I put up, was it Stand Up by Scribe? Clip saying, this is honestly the best hip hop video clip to come out of NZ, and I tagged P Money. Bro, we had a full-on conversation.
Bro, you always get the tag backs, bro. You always get people tagging you back. back. Yes, you do, you fucking bastard. You do all the time. I do it. I look like a fucking scabber. You do it. It's like, oh, fuck. You know this cat? Holy shit. See, bro? Electric, bro. That's you. The most electrifying man on...
So lies. Don't listen to him, chat.
bro, what is bro, if there was a movie about your life, bro, what would it be called?
You know what?
Life in the alleyway. The shadows in the alleyway.
Oh. 2 minutes in the alleyway.
2 minutes of pleasure. Oh, fucking hell. Who would play you, bro? Who's going to be playing you?
Oh, Kevin Hart.
Oh, shit. Bro, what's your favorite TV show of all time, bro?
Oh, TV show? Man, it would have to be OG X-Men series, cartoon series.
Bro, did you see that this dude did he did words to the theme song? Bro, I'll tag you know the theme song that that one?
Yeah.
There was a dude that did he put his own lyrics to it and it goes to the beat. Bro, I'll send it to you, bro. It's fucking hilarious. It makes you go, fuck, man, that should be. I reckon it should be the one. Bro, what cartoons you used to watch when you were little, bro, apart from that one?
Transformers, bro, the OG one.
Bro, you're a hardcore Transformer dude, eh?
Bro, like, honestly, if you ask my dad, like, what cartoon I loved, he'd say that. He knows. Couldn't get me away from the TV.
What was, and don't say Optimus Prime, bro, but what do you reckon Transformer is you, bro, if you were, you know, like a spirit, bro?
Omega Supreme, bro.
You fucking Grimlock, you dumbass. do you reckon the government is monitoring webcams and microphones, bro?
It's a possibility, but phones definitely, bro.
Phones, you reckon?
100%.
Yeah, you reckon what? Microphones?
The whole thing, bro. Have you ever noticed, like, you go on Facebook and, like, say you've gone to a store and then, like, it'll come up with, like, stores similar to them?
Yep.
You ever notice that?
Yeah, I've noticed it.
Getting tracked.
Actually, bro, last night I was trying to buy a domain name, bro.
Yep.
Okay. I didn't even push, this is going to freak you the fuck out, bro. Okay. I went through the whole thing. I put my number in there because you got to put your number in there. And I did all that shit. I get to the end, bro. I did not even push I didn't put my credit card in or anything. Bro, they rang me on my phone.
What?
Bro, they rang me before I even did anything, bro. They fucking rang me and they were trying to talk me through it. I was like, nah, this is creepy, bro. I'm not fucking with this shit. And then I just straight hung up and got off that website, bro, quick.
What the
hell? And it was an actual person.
Was it a well-known site?
Yeah, no, it was like I wanted to buy a site from a place called crazydomains.co.nz. Don't go there, fam. Don't fucking go there. Because I'll tell you what, bro.
That's hella weird, bro.
I was scared, bro. I was like, how the fuck do you... And they're like, oh, is this... They went through everything, man. Like, my name that I put in. Never even pushed the proceed button. They go through, and I was like, bro, this is some crazy shit. And I was like, nah, bro. Nah, I'm going to go somewhere else and get this shit. Sorry. You freaked me the fuck out. And he's like, no. You know, it's what we do on... And I was like, no, you don't. You bullshit. Did they call... Nah, they called my Sally. I know, which is even crazier. Yeah. Anyway, bro, back to it. What's on your Spotify playlist, bro? Right now.
Bro, there's a lot of stuff. My playlist goes from like the hardest core hip hop all the way to like some country.
Some country even.
Tupac's in there, you know it.
Gotta have Tupac in there.
I don't really have a favorite song on there either.
Yeah?
Yeah, just a lot of genres, man. Even some Benka Boys up in there, you know it. Some Backstreet Boys. I ain't scared to say it.
Bro, if I dropped the album, bro, would you jam it on your stream, G?
No.
Fuck you, bro. Fuck you, bro. I got hot fire, bro. I got some fucking bars, G. I'll spit them, bro.
Say spit them now, but... Your view count might go down.
Actually, you got a good point there, bro. bro, what's your favorite superhero, bro?
Ooh. Favorite superhero? Batman. Intelligence.
Not this one again. Do you reckon that Batman...
Because he knows how to kill everyone, you know?
Oh, mate. Batman will get destroyed by Iron Man, bro. Legit.
He knows how to kill Iron Man, though. He's only Iron Man in the suit, though.
Oh, fuck, mess. And what's Batman without the suit, bruv?
He's still Batman.
He's not.
But you know what, bro? I could go out to a fucking Tony, rip his heart out. Rip his little core out of his chest.
Fuck off. Bro. Actually, that's a good point. Actually, I didn't think about that heart thing. I didn't think about it. Heart. He's got something there. Magneto will fuck them all up, though, to be honest.
I didn't think about those ones.
Magneto would just be like, crumple that shit. Boom. Yeah. Bro, what X-Men are you, bro? What's your spirit X-Men?
Colossus.
Oh, shout outs. Yeah. Bro, I liked how he was in Deadpool 2, eh? Have you seen Deadpool 2?
I think I have.
He gets a bit different. Like he comes out of his shell a little bit more in Deadpool 2. And he even swears. He's a little friend.
Who's the one that keeps annoying him? The girl?
On Deadpool.
Yeah.
She's like teenage nuclear fucking warhead, I think your name is, or some shit.
Yeah.
She's like the training one, eh? Yeah. Bro, what color's your toothbrush, bro?
White.
Have you got just a regular one? You got the electric one, bro?
Nah, regular.
Just a regular. Bro, what's the best bakery you've been to, bro, ever?
Holly's Bakery in Flaxmere.
Okay. You gotta
stay local, you know.
Okay.
Just their meatballs, bro. Like they've got these meatballs. I've never seen a meatball like this.
Wait, stop. They sell meatballs.
Bro, these meatballs are out of this world, bro. So
they just get mince and roll into a ball and cook it.
It's like inside of a mince pie. It's that kind of like texture inside of it, but it's got like a bread crummy like outside.
Wow. Okay, yeah. This is the first time I've ever heard this.
Yeah. I've never seen them anywhere else. Never.
And is it just one? That's actually a fucking good idea, eh? Like, I'm thinking about it now. Is it just, it's not one big meatball, eh? There's like multiple of them.
What do you mean?
Is there like two or three meatballs inside of it? Or is it just like one big meatball?
It's just one like hand-sized meatball.
Oh.
With the inside is like a mince pie.
You sure that, dude? Like,
it's not like a, you know, just mince like pushed together.
You sure that dude that was in the alleyway was just eating one of those meatballs here and was like, yo, yo, can I have a bite, G? Straight up. Oh, so it's just like, oh, well, that's crazy, bro. You got to come to Clendon, bro, I'm telling you. Bro, Clendon Bakery. Oh, geez.
This is biased, bro. You're biased. And you know what? I've heard people at work talk about that bakery too.
And are they biased?
100%.
That's famous, bro. I'm telling you. Bro, what's and any other bakery, man? What's the normal go-to pie?
Mince and cheese.
Oh, okay. Why not steak and cheese?
Because I don't like chunks of meat in my mouth now.
That's not what that dude in the alleyway was telling me, brother. He was like, oh, man. I said, give it a go. And then he... Sausage rolls. Bro, what's the go-to at Macca's, bro? What's your order?
Macca's?
Yeah.
Bro, the variety here is pretty shit, eh? Like, do they still have Macca-tacks back home?
I think some of them do, but we got these, family boxes, bro.
Oh, yeah, I eat one of those by myself.
Yeah, I could hone back one right now, man. I haven't had McDonald's for like a month. Shit.
Oh, Tuesday.
I know. Anyway, bro, so what's your go-to? What's your go-to burger?
Double quarter pounder with cheese.
Steamed bun, bro?
It's a sesame seed bun.
No, you get the steamed one.
They don't steam it, do they?
Bro, they steam it, bro, if you ask them. Bro, maybe. Next time.
Oh, I'm going to try it.
Say that steamed bun. They'll steam it for you because they steam the filet buns.
Oh, yeah.
Telling you, bruv.
Realize.
I've got those goodness. And also, bro, another thing. Bro, you ask them for no salt on your fries, mate. You'll get the fresh ones. They'll give you fresh ones because they have to remake it, right? See?
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, they can't because they salt all of them. So if you want those hot fries, if you're in for the hot fries, brother, just go, oh, yo, can I have no, I need to watch my sodium. And then they'll give you this. And then you get the salt packet, bro. That's exactly what you do. Then you get the salt packet. You take it in. Bro, describe yourself as a teenager, bro, in three words.
Alcoholic.
That's one.
Teenage alcoholic.
Teenage alcoholic dirtbag. That's what I'm saying. Oh, dirty alleyway alcoholic is what he calls himself.
Oh, bro. All right, man. We're going top threes. Any questions in the chat? We've got who's your favorite mod, bro? That's from Amux.
I'm not saying.
Good on you. That's the best. What else we got? We've got how long is your peen? Which is another one that we got.
200. Damn, come on.
We all know that. It's the famous 2 inches. Okay, bro. What is the most three underused swear words that you? Oh, what's your three favorite swear words, bro?
Well, fuck.
Yeah.
Cunt. Bitch.
Bitch.
Who's not in that order?
Okay. Why three and three things? Why is Fortnite failing, bro?
Developers are not listening to their community.
Okay, that's one.
Mechanics are turned to rubbish.
Yep.
And it's full of little kids.
That's pretty easy. That's pretty easy. You're on the money there. Bro, top three shoe brands, bro.
Oh, right. I've kind of like gone off brands, but back in the day, it'd be Nike.
Yep.
Hundies. Adidas. What'd be my Chucks, bro. Converse Chucks are my number one.
They have
you
to
will
be.
Never you will never see me wear another shoe.
Is that all you wear now? Just Chucks?
Chucks. Oh, like if I got like to dress up, I'll wear dress shoes.
Yeah, but mate. Like and you Chucks. And you clean up very well, man. So I just want to put that out there, man. You're quite a when you clean up, bro. You're an attractive man. You know you put thoughts in my brain, mate, of switching sides sometimes, mate. I'm telling you, I'll mess it over. All right, brother. We're gonna wrap it up, bro. Where can people find you, cuz?
Pornhub/Massacre.
No. I think the real you, not the hentai version of you, bro.
twitch.tv/massacrebr.
And how often are you streaming now?
4 days. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, shit. Too much, brother. And on Twitter?
Massacrebr. You know where it's at.
Okay, bro. Hey, thank you so much for your time, my bro. I know that you know, with the kids and everything, and you're streaming tonight. I know that it's great to kind of, it's hard to get some time with you because you're a busy man, bro. You know? All of these people demanding you, mate. But I just want to say thank you, eh?
Yeah, my list is they're chockers.
Fuck.
But I appreciate you asking me to join this, bro. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll get you on another time, eh?
Maybe.
Oh, what the fuck is maybe? Okay, it's a yes. It's a hell 100%. Yeah, I'll come back on. We're going to talk. We need to get that poker up and going again, eh?
Yep. I'm keen.
Fuck, you didn't sound keen just then, bro.
No, I was just thinking, because is it cross-platform?
No, but we were. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Oh, no, nah, cool. It's not. Shit.
Because it's free on PlayStation at the moment, I think, or was. Oh,
bro, I'll play it on PlayStation if you're playing it.
No, I can play it on PC.
Okay, bro. Thank you so much, my bro.
Thank you.